For those who would like to follow along, I'll be reading from Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I call on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surround me. Yes, they surround me. But in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surround me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Number two. Let us sing. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels all his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye heaven of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Let them praises give Jehovah, they were made at his command. Them forever he established, his decree shall ever stand. From the earth, O praise Jehovah, all ye floods, ye dry gods. winds that hear him call. Let their praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. O ye fruitful trees and cedars, O ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and birds that in the heaven fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, graders, judges, all, praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
Number 15, out of the supplement. Let us sing.
Known before the world, glimpsed by righteous men, Son of God, sent us David's
the first, third, and fourth verses.
Each day.
Let me start that over.
Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go.
Six in the supplement. Magnify, oh magnify.
Oh, magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. Has made us in his glorious image. We ever strive to be like him. He alone is holy, he alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify our God. He has given us his Son to save us. How to be like him. Give him praise forever, honor and revere him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Magnify, oh magnify, oh, magnify our God. magnify, oh, magnify our God. He will bring us to his wondrous glory, to perfect fellowship with him. We will see his wonder, we will see his beauty, cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him.
Number 30 in the big book. All things praise thee. Number 30. All things praise thee, Lord Most High, heaven and earth and sea and sky. All were for thy glory made, that thy greatness thus displayed. Should all worship bring to thee, all things praise thee, Lord, may we. All things praise thee, night to night, sings in silent hymns of light. All things praise thee, day by day, chants thy power in burning ray. Time and space are praising thee, all things praise thee, Lord, may we. All things praise thee, have sunshine, rings with melody divine, lowly bending at thy feet, seraph and archangel meet. This their highest bliss to be, ever praising, Lord, me.
You use the book, the song number 13 in the big book, song 1-3. Hallelujah. All four verses, please.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. My home, Lord, alleluia. Every day, Lord, oh, I need you. I am yours, Lord, alleluia. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything my Savior, my Redeemer, how he loves me, how he is risen, he is coming. Lord, come quickly. Alleluia.
If you'd like to read along with me, we'll be looking in Revelation. Revelation, the 21st chapter. We'll be reading from 21 over to 5 in the 22nd chapter. This is the recording of John, the Apostle John, talking about what he has seen in heaven. He talked about the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. And this is a continuation of him explaining to us what he saw and the things that can be expected. Verse 21, he says, "The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall be shut at all by its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever."
Number 196, first and second verse. First and second verse only.
Domiso, we read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be, in heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
We'll be singing number 72 from the supplement. rejoicing I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Way down in Egypt, mid burning sand, Moses had started for Canaan's land. Never turn backward, always ascend onto the journey. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land. Footsteps of Jesus before asleep. We tread life's journey, his warning seed. Evil allurements cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land.
The next song will be number 214 in the big book. Number 214. I ask that we sing the first verse of this song only. Only the first verse.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given. All will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. No tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known.
Once again, if you're using a book, the next one is 688.
Try to start this one a little less squeaky.
Know me. As I travel through life with a struggle and strife. As I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I've a glorious hope to give cheer on the way. Soon my toil will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. Up in Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in Paradise Valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we'll live in the garden, 'neath the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley,
For I list to the tide as I pluck the sweet flowers that grow in the dell. A faint picture is there of a land bright and fair, where perennial flowers ne'er fail. Up in Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in Paradise Valley, we'll be free from all pain and all strife. There we'll live in the garden, neat the shade of the evergreen tree. How I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty of heaven I'll see. Though your garden is rare, it is not to compare with the flowers that bloom in the garden above. In the midst of it grows shared perfect sweet pose. 'Tis a wonderful flowers may love. Up in Paradise Valley, by the side of the river of life. Up in Paradise Valley, we'll be free from all hate and all strife. Shade of the evergreen tree, how I long for the Paradise Valley, where the beauty heaven I'll see.
Number 208, Sing to Me of Heaven.
Oh, so sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing, so showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the comrades that so long have gone. In a fairer region among the angel throng, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest this song of old.
Big book number 191. We'll sing the first and second verses of this song also. At the end of the verses, there is a double hold, which I will sing a note, stop, sing the next note, and stop immediately after. And also, at the end of the chorus, it's the same way. So, first and second verses.
Know me, earth holds no treasure but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hills of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, angels are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy beyond measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me.
Thank you, Blake, and thank you, Farron, for putting this together. Thank you to all the men that have led us in our worship today. It's been a good day to be with one another, and we've appreciated the opportunity we've had to praise our God and to study from His Word. We're going to end with a text in John chapter 4. If you would turn in your Bibles to John chapter 4. Farron had told me, and we've been this morning looking in our songs and scriptures that Farron chose. We've been first looking at the issue of worship, and then we've been singing and looking at the issue of heaven. And I'd like us to end with a text that we are likely very familiar with, but you'll remember that Jesus encounters a Samaritan woman. In Jesus' day, most Jews did not have dealings with Samaritans. Generally as well, a man would not have dealings with a woman by the well to discuss things with her, and yet they get into a discussion. And Jesus knows a number of things about her, and she begins to ask some questions of Jesus. The Samaritans had during the period of the Old Testament and into the period between the Old and the New Testament had begun to worship in ways that were not acceptable, did not follow the law of Moses, and they had actually at one time built a temple on Mount Gerizim, and that leads her to say this in verse 20. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. As Jesus speaks with this woman, He tells her some powerful things, not only about who God is, verse 24, God is spirit, but also about what it is that He is seeking. He is seeking those who will worship Him, but notice not just in any way that they might imagine, rather to worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, we have tried to do that this morning in our efforts where we've offered up scriptural worship and we've tried to focus our heart and our minds upon the things that God's Word teaches. But it's important for us to understand that if we are to come before God with worship that is in spirit and in truth, that starts with having the proper relationship with God. We talked in our first lesson this morning about prayer as an extension of our relationship with God. If you are here this morning and you stand outside of Jesus Christ, you are not in a position yet that you can worship him in spirit and in truth. You are not in a position yet that your prayer can be heard in the same way that he will hear the prayer of a child of God. We urge you not to stay in that condition. Don't allow sin to separate you from God, but put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. As a child of God, you then can appeal to God in prayer through Jesus as our advocate. You then can worship in spirit and in truth, but you need to do that. Don't allow your life to again turn back to sin or not to continue in that which is sound and that which is scriptural. Worship in spirit and in truth. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?
Freely give, I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender.
See everyone out here this